Just north of Ann Arbor, a group teaches kids and adults who have disabilities to ride horses. It's called Therapeutic Riding, Inc., or TRY for short. Jody Scott is the group's president, and she's on the line now. Jody, what are some of the disabilities that TRY works with?
We work with a whole host of disabilities, from cerebral palsy to autism, Down syndrome, multiple sclerosis, spina bifida, Parkinson's, a whole variety of different traumatic brain injuries. So basically, if there's some kind of challenge that an individual is facing, they will have an assessment to see if we would be a good fit for a therapy program for them.
Why does riding a horse help someone with some of these disabilities?
Well, each rider's disability presents unique situations. So probably the easiest is for me to give you a couple of examples. For example, I work with a rider who has multiple sclerosis, and the progression of her disease is her muscles are becoming more and more tight. And so the movement of the horse, when she gets on the horse, to be able to stretch her legs around the girth of the horse, to be able to, when the horse is moving, tighten up her core muscle so that she can balance correctly. And then she uses these same positions in her wheelchair, actually, to help hold her back up straight. And by sitting up straight, it opens up her entire rib cage so she can breathe better. That's kind of one example. If you're looking at a child who has autism, just the ability to concentrate, interact with the volunteers, and they may have some other physical things that we're working. We try and tailor each rider's experience with the program to their needs.
What changes or improvements do you see in people who come back week after week to ride the horses?
That, again, depends on the individuals. We have had some children who have never spoken a word, and their first words have been spoken while riding a horse at therapeutic riding. Some children that we've worked with from at risk are very hesitant and cautious to interact. But once they have that experience of being able to control an animal that's much bigger than they are, they have built a sense of self-confidence and realize that they can conquer the other challenges that they're facing in their lives.
So you see both physical and emotional changes?
Definitely, definitely. There are a lot of emotional changes that we see. Going back to my multiple sclerosis rider that I work with, I mean, she is facing growing challenges every day, and the highlight of her week, as she has told me, is being able to come to therapeutic riding, focus on herself, focus on making her body feel better, which improves her whole outlook.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me this morning.
Thank you.